Hey, this is Kevin Conroy, the voice of Batman, telling you to go above and Batman beyond.
This is Adam Beechin.
This is Yoko McCann from Funko.
This is Zach from Diamond Select Toys.
This is Bernard Chang.
Dan Jurgens.
Hey everyone, it's Michael McQuiston.
This is Lolita Rittmanis.
This is Christopher Carter with Dynamic Music Partners.
This is Travis from at Saturday Morning Batman on Instagram.
This is Eli Benson, also known as Batman Beyond fan page, and I'm telling you to go above and Batman Beyond.
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 Welcome, Neo-Gothamites, to Above and Batman Beyond and DC Fandom. I am your co-host, Benjamin David. Our show is brought to you by our YouTube channel. Be sure to subscribe. That's youtube.com/aboveandbatmanbeyond. So welcome back to Fandom, guys. How'd Fandom treat you guys this year? We are back with another reaction, this time for the Batman trailer. Like I said in our last Fandom vid, I've been here on YouTube all day October 16th on the Day of the Dome covering the event. So far, we've covered DC League of Super Fets for our DC animated movie show. But again, today it's all about the Batman. And by 2022, when it comes out, it'll be our first live action solo Batman movie in 10 years. I cannot believe that. So with our Bat show here in the channel, plenty more coverage to come on the exciting new flick. Back to animation real quick, our Young Justice Phantoms coverage will be coming here to the Above and Batman Beyond podcast, and of course, live coverage here on the channel. Beside DC Super Pets, we have a lot more DCAMs coverage coming to the channel as well. There's Aquaman, King of Atlantis. I guess we have to cover that. Unfortunately, the new DC Fandom Injustice stuff that we got, and then hopefully getting something for the rest of our 2022 DCAMs as well. I know we got a Catwoman Hunted trailer, Merry Little Batman, the Merry Little Batman Christmas movie, and then the Constantine DC Showcase animated shorts they announced. Looking very much looking forward to those as well. Love DC Showcase animated shorts. Since we are on YouTube, please let us know in chat what you guys thought of the Batman trailer, DC Fandom, whatever you got. If you're new here to the channel, please consider subscribing on YouTube. Click that notification bell so you don't miss any of our new content. And for the podcast listeners, please subscribe to the pod, just like the channel we are Above and Batman Beyond. You can find the podcast on Apple, Spotify, and SoundCloud. New episodes drop every Monday. Please be sure to write us a 5-star review on Apple Podcasts. It takes just a minute or two, but that minute goes a really long way in helping our show be found by awesome listeners like you on iTunes. Speaking of which, we have a, Shriek giveaway. If you don't believe us in our appreciation for writing us that 5-star review, we have a McFarlane Target exclusive Shriek giveaway that I'm holding right here. Oh, our light went out. That's how excited it is. And yeah, this is going to be the incentive for you guys to either write us a 5-star review on DC Collecticast, our other podcast here in the network, or Above and Batman Beyond. If you have written reviews for either, just DM us, figure it out. Point is, follow us on Instagram. That's where you're going to get the details on how to enter to win that Shriek, because we got to bribe you. I'm from New Jersey. That's how we do things. Subscribe to our other pods here in the channel. We have, again, DC Animated Movie Show, DCAMs, and then we have DC Collecticast, talking action figures and collectibles from the DC universe. Follow our other shows on Instagram. We are at DC Animated Movie Show and at DC Collecticast. We also have a Facebook, at DC Collecticast, and then follow the YouTube channel as well. We are at Batman Beyond Media. All right, all you live-action fans of the DCU, let us meet the Batman. Oh, I can't wait.
This is Christopher Carter telling you to go above and Batman beyond.
When we watch the trailer here, there's going to be no sound. For various reasons, I just don't want those audio spiders. I've explained it many times, but if you're new here to the channel, that's why. All right, guys, let's do it. Oh, I haven't seen this yet. I cannot wait. So I'm going to let it roll once, watch it since I haven't seen it, and then you can see my reaction. Oh, my God. So far, that's definitely the Riddler. That's Paul Dano sitting at that cafe. Oh, the music already is so sweet. I like the espresso cup. Love me some espresso. Oh, what? It's right up my alley, dude. What? Question mark and an espresso.
Fear is a tool. Yeah, such as a tool. It's a warning.
Oh, more of that fight we saw in the subway.
Yo, he zaps his ass in the neck. I've been trying to reach you.
What does he say?
Oh my god.
The sun.
Oh
my god. Holy shit, dude. And the music? Bum, 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 bum. My god, that looks good. Wait, I want to make sure I didn't miss something. Only in theaters March 4th, 2022. Wow. What just happened? Oh my god, I'm so happy with that. I am so happy with that. All right, rolling it again, rolling it again. Holy dude. Huh. All right. So a lot to unpack there. Noir is how, like I said, I mean, it, most of the noir, the detective stuff is what I felt we were missing.
A lot of the sunrise imagery seems to be in line with what we may have, what we may be getting in the imposter book, the Batman imposter book, which I read last night, picked that up.
I believe it just came out this week, and it may or may not coincide, like I said, with the Pattinson kind of the Pattinson timeline. And I don't want to say what that is, but the fact that we're getting sunrises, like I remember when we got that first initial image a couple days ago, I think Matt Reeves dropped it of Batman standing there in the sunrise. And I'm like, why is he still up? Now I kind of know if that is, if I'm right, or if that is what is the Batman imposter thing. Because the sunrise imagery throughout this trailer is stunning, dude. All right, we're going to roll it again. Oh, my God. Oh, dude, right off the bat, like, just all the fog, so noir, the neon. I mean, it almost seems futuristic, but that's just very neon. The lights of the cops coming up. I mean, this dude really knows how to shoot a movie, Matt Reeves.
Oh, I forgot about the question mark and the espresso.
Oh, right up Benjamin's alley. Holy shit. So I guess he turns himself in or just doesn't give a shit. Like, this guy's a psycho. And this is the... Something in the way, the Nirvana song, which is one of the greats. Holy shit. Okay, here's the, I'm gonna make sure the subtitles actually work this time, or I'll try to.
Fear is a tool.
I'm liking the bat signal here. The like real stripped down. It's stripped down, but it's not Nolan stripped down. Like this still feels like fantasy Batman stripped down because it's got the noir feel to it. It feels like it's just a lot more action, a lot more fighting that you can actually see. It's not those close cuts like we got. I'm really looking forward to this now. I was not as much before. I wasn't not looking forward to it. It was just like I wasn't not nearly as much as this. His voice is nice, dude. It's young Batman, but it's solid.
Fear is a tool. When that light hits the sky.
It's not just a call. His American accent is really good too. Like I'm a stickler for that. He's not American and that's good. So far, I mean, I haven't seen a lot.
It's a warning.
So what's the line again? This is what people are going to repeat so many times. Like how many like fanboys now are already just getting this tattooed on themselves.
Fear is a tool. When that light hits the sky, it's not just a call.
Yeah, it's a warning. Oh. All right, so I'm going to go back a minute. See what we got here.
I like how the bat light has, I've never seen that before in a bat signal that I at least recall, of there being strips of other strips of metal in it. Like it's almost like a grate on top of it. And that opening shot of the rain hitting it. Rain in Batman, rain in noir. Noir is rain. So it's just perfect for that. Look at that. The steam coming off of the bat light. Who shot this? Who shot this? Fear is a tool. Dude, that bat signal looks so good. Oh. Look at the buildings. I can't wait for this, dude. He was so good at... Matt Reeves was so good at the world building of apes. And look at Gotham here, dude. Yes, this is what I'm talking about. And even that neon light that we got with the Riddler sitting at the cafe. That's not Nolan, dude. That is not the stripped down Nolan stuff that we saw before. And again, not knocking Nolan. It was just a very aesthetically stripped down Batman. I don't think this is not that from what we're seeing here. Look at him, dude. the suit, I'm not in love with it. We'll get to the suit. Look at his eye. And just the one. I was about to say eyes. Look at his eye. Wow. Yeah. I'm in. That's her. Nirvana's playing. Like, that's Kurt Cobain's voice mixed in with a Batman trailer. And something in the way seems to be like part of the musical DNA of the score of this movie. My God. Him rising up with this Joker's gang is, again, more rain. I'm going to watch the fuck out of this movie. I mean, that's interesting. That's a different angle of it, right? It's not just a call. It's not just so Gordon can call upon Batman. And it, we saw Jeffrey Wright before, I believe, that was Jeffrey Wright. I watched it a million times and I was just staring at the bat light. But to see it from the side of like, oh no, not just so that Batman shows up, it's also to scare the shit out of the, yeah, dude. Ah, Gordon looks so cool, man. Jeffrey Wright, love you. Just the way that, I mean, I guess kids now aren't scared by going to the principal's office, but that feeling that you get the pit in your stomach times 10 when you see that bat light for criminals. This trailer too. Da, 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 da. Gush, gush, hit. Look at that right there. The bullet ricocheting off of his gauntlet there. Seeing, I'm just taking straight handgun shots to that suit. It does sell us on the idea of a year one, year two Batman. Guess we can get to the suit while we're here. I don't necessarily mind the shoulder blades so much. I see that it evokes the samurai thing. It's also a natural transition if you're going early on for what we're seeing right now, which is straight gunshots to the chest and shoulder to withstand that plating armor makes sense at first. But again, this is what we saw in Begins and Dark Knight that I didn't love so much. I didn't love the armor suit of the DK trilogy because that's the last solo Batman project, like I was saying earlier on. I just hope that we get a little more of... I just hope this suit evolves at some point, maybe in the sequel or later on. I don't know. I like a little more form to it. I like a little more of the Kevlar plates maybe built into the suit, but cloth looking outside. So a little more comic booky, but I really do like, I do like the Gotham by Gaslight kind of high up neck thing. And then the cowl itself is similar to Gotham by Gaslight too, because it's very homemade. You could tell he's been making this thing in his garage. It's riveted together, stitched together. The whole thing's kind of schlocked together because he's young Batman, young Battinson. I don't know. It's grown on me. That cape and the samurai shoulders are growing on me. I'm liking the ears too. They're pointy and they're not afraid of being a little high up too. As a Beyond guy, I like my pointy ears. I mean, he's angry. Again, fear and anger. I'll say anger is going to be a big theme of this one. Dude's pissed. Yeah, this is going to be an actor-y bat movie. And Dano is going to crush it. There Will Be Blood. Somehow I didn't see that movie until quite recently, which I know. It's 2007. I know. It's my fault. 15 years. Paul Dano. Wow. Whoa. Did you say Time to Die? This is a powder keg. Riddler's the match. Oh, I've been trying to reach you. So it seems like maybe he gets set up in that cafe that we saw in the beginning. And then this is how he gets in touch with Batman. I've been trying to reach you. Sounds like he says time to die. I don't think he's saying that. You know, he's got the court owls things on his gauntlets. I'm not in love with those. Like, it was looks like a bunch of strips of metal, like rods of metal that are in his gauntlet. I also think it's only one of them, though. So I'm wondering what, like, the projectile situation is there. So that sounds like Gordon talking. This is a powder keg. I don't know, though. That also sounded like Pattinson after that. Here's our outdoor scene with Bruce Wayne in public and then Selina Kyle getting out of the... It's a good shot. Those high-up boots. Cool little indications like that is Catwoman. Yes, I can tell by the boot. But I am a little worried that... I don't know. I just want to see... I at least want to see by the end and or sequel set up by the end of this something that, like, we're in the suits. I want to see a bowler hat, something that evokes green... ish, Riddler-ish. I know we have the goggles and the new modern take and the whatever glasses. I don't know. Let's check in with chat real quick. Let's check in with the chat, Patty chat. Nobody? All good. It is a little late at this point. So I'm wondering what the rest of, if Riddler's the match, that's going to light up the powder keg. What's the powder keg? What's been going on in Gotham? I mean, obviously we know it's a crime-ridden city. We also know that we have Colin Farrell as the Penguin. Hello. Sorry, it takes a little bit when we're streaming here. I could take care of myself. Man, this shot, this sunrise shit here with Catwoman kicking Batman. Okay, so I think that is Gordon at first. This is the powder keg. And then Batman's like, and Riddler's the match. Dude, Kurt Cobain. Yeah, the sunrise profiles. I think this is maybe a little what we're getting in Imposter, the comic. Wow, dude. That kick. She is... Good casting. I wasn't sure about her at first. Yeah, really good. I love the background. Not mostly just because I haven't seen her in movies. I had nothing personal against her, but I just... And then from what I hear, it's a little bat baby coming. A little bat cat baby. The action looks gritty as hell. Like her kicking this dude in the head, that does not look like it feels good. Oh. And the sound design, too. Very important. Gotham looks really good. But a lot... I can't tell if they're overdoing the sunrise thing, though. Because it means something in Imposter. And I hope it means the same thing in this. I really do. But I think they might be overdoing it. Then again, we haven't seen a lot of that. It could be the weakness of Batman. One of the reasons that I commented was, like, why is Batman still up? He's a creature of the night. I'm sure Matt Reeves clearly thought of all this, but it, I don't know. I just hope it doesn't get overdone. point is, Batman's vulnerable. Could be that year two is this, continues to form the character, so he's challenged extra with this. Often, you know, in trilogy type things, your first movie introduces him, second movie puts him in the worst situation, then your third movie takes him out of it, right? So if this is, even though, yes, we're being introduced year two, Matt Reeves is presuming we've already introduced that, maybe we're just being thrown right into, like, the shit. It does look like, and we've been hearing, again, this is a powder keg. Sounds like Riddler. And we are thrown right into the rogues. Catwoman, Riddler, Penguin, like, they're not, he's not holding back. So that's interesting to think about. Like the fact that we were kind of thrown into act two maybe of something. And it's this murder mystery of the Riddler. But early on still. This continues. There won't be long before you have nothing left. I don't know how I feel about that already being a problem. It's like, it's only year two, dude. So this continues. It won't be, but maybe this is part of forging that of Batman's got to make his choice. Yeah, probably. You're right, Riddler. Or Riddler. You're right, Alfred. You know, if but I'm going to continue. And there won't be any of me left because the bat is going to take over. The bat takes priority. Whoa. Look at this crime scene. No more lies. Coulson, the sins of my father? This is some serious, like, seven David Fincher Zodiac killer meets almost like dark magic looking shit with the. But is this Bruce's? Whoa, he looks crazy. Pattinson right here. I don't care what happens to me. Look at him there, dude. Whoa. That's a side of Batman. That's the darkness, dude. Look at that. Because, like, often people say that the true Batman is, of course, yes, he's more Batman than Bruce Wayne. That's the true face. But Batman in the, kind of Batman unmasked in the Batcave is the most Bruce really you're going to get. Because he's in his natural setting in the cave. But he's not, like, totally wearing the suit, but he's still acting like Batman. He's not doing the voice to scare anybody. He's with familiar people in a familiar setting. He's kind of comfortable, but that's kind of, this is our true bat, I think. And that is, he's acting his dick off. I'm kind of pumped now. Whoa, I don't care what happens to me. This is all those spy footage that we saw in that, I believe in Scotland this is, this graveyard with the bat cycles. It's only going to get worse for you. Oh, this looks so good. Flashing lights in a warehouse. So many keywords to be, and we're going to get to a flashing lights thing in a second. Oh, take it easy, sweetheart. Okay. And like a drop-dead gorgeous Irish cinematic icon, and he sounds like an Italian just... Ugh. I mean, with Cobblepot, I'm assuming he's not Italian, but he's just a very New York. Oh, take it easy, sweet. Brooklynish. Looks nothing like Colin Farrell. Amazing. Sounds nothing like Colin Farrell. But that, you could totally see the precursor to Penguin here. He's balding. He's got the fat ass face, but he's not like crazy fat. Big enough nose. Doing enough with the eyebrows there. It's just fascinating. Like, who thought Colin, I need to know the process of deciding on Colin Farrell to bury a gorgeous dude like that in makeup. Like, that's so funny. I don't know. Dude, that right there, the flashing lights in the club, Batman beating the shit out of people in a nightclub. These lights. This is what I'm talking about of like neon. Neon is very noir, dude, and he's doing it. Oh my god, look at this. I'm already predicting, like, I might feel the same way that seeing the Millennium Falcon fly through, although of course I shouldn't say of course, I personally couldn't stand Last Jedi, but there's scenes in that that are iconic to all of Star Wars. Flying through those red crystal things in the Millennium Falcon, I guess Red maybe thought of this, but I'm just predicting already this is going to be something I will watch over and over. Oh, maybe we're not so different. Who are you under there? So that's interesting. She doesn't know who he is at first. She's not wearing the cowl. She's got a nice suit, though. Damn. Got the collar. Looking good, Zoe Kravitz. Damn, dude. Look at this. Jumping through. That was badass, her jumping off of the... I don't see a whip. So maybe she's pre-whip. You can see her... Damn, look at her nails. I don't think those are functional yet. But fashion's on its way to function, maybe. Huh. Yeah, she definitely doesn't have her whip. Because she is jumping from a building all the way over to a freaking cable across... Jeez. Again, dude, neon. I'm not just calling this for no reason, son. It's happening. Oh, this right here, ladies and gentlemen. Needs to happen in more movies. Just action, especially be it gunfire, some kind of flashing light. However you produce a flashing light and fighting, and it's just like hit, dark. Hit, dark. Hit, flash, dark. This is how it's done, dude. I'm telling you. Oh, my God. Him going through the hallway. Just eating those gunshots like we were talking about before with the armor. And punching his way through the light. Through the dark. It's entirely lit by the gunfire. Entirely. That's so cool. Like, there's no other light in the hallway. So she says, who are you? And this is... So this is the vengeance that we got in the DC Fandom 2020. But now it's his response to her, I think, saying, who are you? Yeah, she really looks like she kind of James Bonds it a little bit with that wig that she's putting on. Looks like she's in disguise to do a little detective work of her own for whatever reason. In the imposter comic, or no, that's a different comic, sorry. Who are you under there? Okay, so that's the answer. I'm vengeance. So this is the Batmobile that, here it is. I mean, these close-ups are amazing. Whoever shot this movie, crushing. Before we get to the Batmobile, let's see if we have anybody in chat, petty chat. Talking about the Batman. A trailer. All right, we're back. You know, whoever shot this movie, amazing. I was saying before with even just like the bat signal, that close up of, and some of these could be Matt Reeves decisions, but it, you know, the close ups of the bat signal with the steam coming off because of the light, that is just such nice close up detail, close up slash action detail. So this here with like point is with the Batmobile, you know, the close-up of the jet, of course. The blue light is sick as hell. Him kicking this gas pedal, like the close-up of the gas pedal. I'm liking that. That's pretty damn cool. But, I mean, this thing just looks... Let's get a clear shot of the Batmobile itself. Doesn't look like a Batmobile to me. That is a muscle car, and I just... I know it's year two. I just want something that's... Okay, so here's the back of it. That's a good shot. Wow. That's cool looking. So it's like, do that. Just maybe make the front of it. I don't have a problem with that back. I think that back could work as something with a bat. The jet looks cool. You got the circle in the middle. It's just going up to these pointy fins in the back. Don't go up too high. So I could see you're subduing it by keeping it a little low. The lights are hot too. Yeah, I could deal with this whole back, but then it's just a muscle car to me. I don't know. I don't I keep losing it here on the rewind, but everybody's seen it. You can Google it if I miss it again. Yeah. I mean, I by the end of it, I want something different. I accept it for a bit, but it's just as crucial to him having ears on his head. The Batmobile is part of Batman. You know, we have our Batmobile updates on DC Collecticast. I know I'm obsessed with the Batmobile, but let's do it some justice. I like the red inside of it. In terms of lighting, the red inside of it is cool. I've seen some of the toys. Maybe this is a reveal that we don't get. There's actually jets that shoot out the back of it, like, and make it look a little bit like a bat, some ears. I'm not saying it's got to have ears. I just want something maybe a little more gothic looking, just a Batmobile. And this music, this Something in the Way mix of dun, dun, dun. Whoa, dude, look at him with the mud on his face. Wow, I'm telling you, his eyes, that square ass jaw. This feels so much more Batman than I think anything we've gotten thus far. I'm gonna say it. So that's Riddler. Let's check it out. Here he is on. Whoa, I think, real quick, was that him? I'm assuming that was Batman flying by the building. You see how fast he was going? Yo, if he flies that fast, unless he's being pulled by something, maybe like a helicopter or something. But if not, that'll be sick. Yeah, I guess that's realistic. If you're going to fly around, you would go that fast. Damn, dude. All right, I mean, it's green. So that's a start. Like I said before, I just want starts. So if it's green, maybe the goggles / glasses will evolve into something. Maybe we can leave those too. Give us a hat. We got the question mark, you know, with the espresso, but maybe a cane, if not a cane, something. I want some question marks on that suit. I want you to figure this out. I don't have a problem. It is interesting that the idea of a Riddler with a mask. I mean, I'm not a Batman comic expert, though I've been reading a lot more recently. I still look at this shot. Jesus Christ. Correct me if I'm wrong. A Riddler with a mask? You know, that's not. Man, just these lights shining like straight into the camera. This whole color palette. It's not nearly as muted as I expected. Again, with the neon. Maybe it is, and then they just throw a lot of light at it so that it's a cool mix. Oh my God, man. Wow. He is so mad. So yeah, once again, unmasked. I don't know if we're going to get her in the ears. That we did get something in that earlier, the fandom trailer before that, where she pulls down what is like a cat mask cowl thing when she's robbing something. So this is her being scared shitless of this guy. She's like, wow, this guy's viciously, Batman is viciously beating the shit. I didn't notice that the first time I watched this trailer. I remember him beating this guy here and figured that was to be like, okay, once again, the theme of anger. Let's watch that. It cuts to her. Look at her face. She's like, dude, take it easy. Like, I think the guy's unconscious, but you're maiming him. Gordon, dude. Yo, Jeffrey Wright. My God. So non-steroid Batman. He's definitely in shape. Definitely got ripped. Definitely strong. He's also younger, so men tend to get a little bigger, especially into their mid to late 30s. You can tend to puff out a little more too. Like bulk out. I love the scars on him. Like, this dude's seen some shit already. Yeah, but definitely not jacked up like crazy. Interesting. Again, the lighting. I'm already obsessed with the lighting of this movie. God. Look at that shot. What? Yo, this flare. Sorry for audio. I'm being bad with this. What brought me to the lighting, when I said before, when Batman first lights that flare, and I paused it on 208, and I think this is the IGN trailer. Dude, oh my god. I mean, the sparks, lens flares, just it, this is all, it's not overdone with the lens flare either. You don't want that. I mean, this is all so good. And then that shot with the flare and the people following him. What is going on there? Is he leading a bunch of people? Like, what is this, dude? Oh my god. Bird's eye view of, again, total, a lot of this, like total darkness and then sparks of light, firelight. Like, I wonder if this is all, now I'm really like getting deep here, but so sunlight, right? Then you have, which is like fire meets darkness. Then you have before with those shots in the, sorry, in the nightclub where it's a bunch of darkness, then flashing lights, the flashing lights of the gunfire. Now we're seeing a flare. Now we're seeing this too. A lot of light meets darkness. I wonder what that's about. I wonder, guys. See you in hell. Is that what it says? See you in hell. Ooh, before we go back to that, look at the stitching on his nose. Oh! Alfred's like, I remember this from butler school, because butlers are trained in everything. Butlers can do anything. If you're a five-star butler, you can do everything in a house, including sewing to cooking a souffle to a bunch of stuff. I guarantee he could sew that. The eye makeup that we saw before, the black eye makeup that we never really got in movies prior to that. That's cool. It's like, oh yeah, when he takes off the cowl, he's going to still have these raccoon bat eyes, which is so sick, so perfect for the symbolism of never really leaves that character. And again, it's the closest to Batman we ever really get, is Bruce in the cave kind of unmasked. Oh, I think we got a little bit of that in Fandom prior to that. Sorry, this chair is kind of noisy. See you in hell. That explosion with him blowing back is, wow. Dear God, Andy Serkis. Look at how mad he is once again. Anger. God, why are you so mad about it, man? We got that in the last trailer of Colin Farrell laughing. He thought he outrun him. Now we know what it is. He thought he got Batman. And here comes the Batmobile. So slow-mo through the explosion, and then here goes. I don't know. None of that was very impressive. I mean, blowing through an explosion, I guess that's cool. I guess that does show us the power of the Batmobile. It's a power test. Could be that. I think they could have done that cooler, though. Hopefully we see a little cooler stuff, but Batmobile wise, I don't know. Besides the cinematography, I don't know how impressed I'm going to be. Dun, 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 dun. Dude, the boots. Upside down. Look at this. Oh my God, bro. This upside down shot, Penguin's POV of Batman walking toward him, fire behind the bat, upside down Batmobile, rain. Oh, wow, man. If this movie's bad, Benjamin's not going to be happy. And he'll be very fooled. As the title comes up in all red. Wow. Well, I think you guys just experienced how Benjamin feels about the Batman trailer. So much better than I expected. I really got to say that. I'm not saying, I think I said this earlier on, that it's not like I was expecting it to be bad in any way. I think Matt Reeves is an incredible director. Those Apes movies, specifically for the project that he's given, which is taking over a mega mega franchise, legacy franchise, maybe not legacy, but mega franchise of years and years and years. I mean, IP that people are obsessed with. So, you know, it's important to have a guy who can bring that into the modern day while also, of course, you know, honoring what came before. And you want to have a guy who understands what Batman is. And it's so cool that he's giving us these elements once again. The noir, the detective, the lighting, though. I think that that's going to be the star of that movie, seriously. And whoever shot that movie, I really need press passes now because I have to interview. Oh, and shake the hand of whoever shot that. And Matt Reeves, visually, whatever involvement he has with that. What is going on in that movie, in that trailer? It's so good. It's so Batman. I really hope this is DC once again not making an amazing trailer based on a movie that's not nearly as good. Oh my God. I do hope that stuff goes somewhere because it's early Batman. I don't see how it wouldn't. I mean, I don't see how these wouldn't be sequels. You know, we know for a fact we're getting a Gotham PD. Excuse me, a Gotham PD show. Spun out of this universe is going to be a Catwoman show spun out of this universe. I think that means that this is going to continue to develop, and whatever beefs that I have right now might just get satisfied later on, because everything else I'm seeing as early versions of these characters, if that's what you're going to do with the camera, if it's going to be detective, Batman. Sorry, detective, bad guys, Batman. That's what I'm kind of meant to say. It just feels so Batman. I couldn't even help myself. Like, detective work, noir, all these bad guys, but it just feels like they all naturally exist in this cohesive universe. I'm all about the tone. I guess maybe some reservations I have are how violent it is. I don't mind the viciousness, like seeing the viciousness of them, the anger. Like anything can be done too much, and I don't want it to turn into gratuity. It's not good. And I'm not sure about the rating of this, but I don't know. Let's not go too far with it. That's all. So before we go, I guess let's go through the cast real quick. We have, once again, Andy Serkis as Alfred, Peter Sarsgaard as District Attorney Gil Coulson, Jeffrey Wright as James Gordon, Robert Pattinson as Bruce Wayne Batman, Paul Dano as Edward Nashton, not Edward Nigma, Riddler, Colin Farrell as Oswald Cobblepot Penguin, Zoe Kravitz as Selina Kyle, Catwoman, John Turturro as Carmine Falcone, who we did not see. I am all about that casting. John Turturro as Carmine Falcone, bring it. The fact that Penguin sounds like he's from New York, the people sound like they're from cities. Voice work, Jeffrey Wright's amazing, always amazing. But Pattinson doing a solid American accent from what I can tell. Like, this movie, I'm really excited, dude. And again, Matt Reeves directed it and co-wrote it with Peter Craig. Again, if this is bad, Benjamin will not be happy. All right, guys. So that is it for my trailer reaction to The Batman. And by 2022, when it comes out, once again, it's our first live action solo Batman movie in 10 years. So with our Bat show here on the channel, plenty more coverage to come on the exciting new flick. Back to animation real quick. Our Young Justice Phantoms coverage will be coming here to the Above and Batman Beyond podcast, and of course live coverage here in the channel. Beside DC Super Pets, we have a lot more DCAMs coverage coming to the channel as well. Again, our first vid today covering DC Fandom was for DC Super Pets, League of Super Pets. But other DCAMs, there's the Aquaman King of Atlantis that still unfortunately we have to cover, the new Fandom Injustice stuff that we got, and then hopefully I know we got a Catwoman Hunted trailer, but I'm hoping also we got stuff for Merry Little Batman and then the Constantine DC Showcase animated shorts that they announced. I haven't looked through any stuff, again, besides just catching the Catwoman Hunted trailer on YouTube, seeing that it was there. But until I watched the Flash trailer and teaser and until I watched the Batman trailer, I stayed away from all that stuff. So hopefully we got stuff for all that. If you're new here to the channel, please consider subscribing on YouTube. Click that notification bell so you don't miss any of our new content. And for the podcast listeners, please subscribe to the pod. Just like the channel, we are Above and Batman Beyond. You can find the podcast on Apple, Spotify, and SoundCloud. New episodes drop every Monday. Please be sure to write us a 5-star review on Apple Podcasts. It takes just a minute or two, but that minute goes a very long way in helping our show be found by awesome listeners like you on iTunes. Once again, we have our Shriek giveaway, our McFarlane Target exclusive Shriek Build-A-Figure. Follow us at Batman Beyond Media on Instagram for details on how to enter to win. All you're going to have to do is write us an Apple review on either Above and Batman Beyond or our DC Collecticast podcast. If you've already written reviews for that, just DM us ahead of time. Let us know and we'll figure out a giveaway for you. But help us out with those reviews. If you haven't, again, that's at Batman Beyond Media on Instagram. Subscribe to our other pods here in the channel. We have the DCAMs, the DC Animated Movie Show, and then we have DC Collecticast, talking action figures and collectibles from the DC Universe. Follow our other shows on Instagram. We are at DC Animated Movie Show and at DC Collecticast. We also have a DC Collecticast on Facebook, just like the Instagram is at DC Collecticast. Follow the YouTube channel as well. We are at Batman Beyond Media. So this has been Benjamin David telling you to go above and Batman Beyond. And happy Fandom 2021, baby.
Hey, this is Kevin Conroy, the voice of Batman, telling you to go above and Batman Beyond.
All right, YouTube, really hoping sound worked this time. That would be pretty amazing. Happy Fandom, guys. Peace out.